The eclipse is over, but I still see a circle. What do? Eclipses, or as we should call them from now on, eclipsi, have been going on since the moon joined us in orbit some 4.51 billion years ago. They occur when the moon gets between us and the sun in just the right way. And curious creatures have been branded by this circle for as long as they have existed. The circle is a stupid but noble thing. It has been the pain in the neck of men hoping to hold humanity back for as long as they had. Such a dumb idea. Their hope is to create a population of at least wage slaves for power, for glory, and out of madness and uneducation. This hope of control still occurs today. Evil men burn books, destroy schools, and deny education. The most heartbreaking example are the lost protesters, the ones we have so quickly forgot about. An eclipse, or even your brand, which will fade on its own, but you should still see a doctor to be safe, is a universal anomaly. Historically, something that the madman hoping to own humanity couldn't predict. An eclipse would call their hold on the world into question. They would brush it up to gods, another tool supported for the sole purpose of control. The eclipse joins the host of other phenomena that was once unexplainable and attributed to gods and similar things. Sun dogs, the flash of green at the sunset, and more down-to-earth things, like how glass can create a rainbow, or how ships sink at the horizon. Copernicus, born 1473, shows us precisely the threat he was under. He published his revolutions only right before his death. Giordano Bruno, born 1548, burned at the stake in year 1600, as a looming statue in Rome, where the men who destroyed them still hold that they were justified, but now meaninglessly apologize for the use of violence. Not an apology that should ever be accepted. Ever. The moon itself is the most revolutionary thing. In the early imagination, it shows that celestial spheres revolve, that there is a moon around Earth, and that we move around the sun, and that there are stars in the sky, will forever undo all intellectual bondage. By subtle analogy, even children will understand that there are other planets, other worlds, other rules. Christian Huygens, born in 1629, discovered the moons of Saturn in year 1655. And no religion could ever hold up to that. Moons. Moons around another planet. Guess what his first thought was? While we are alone in our solar system, perhaps except for some cross-contamination between planets, we know of at least one planet in the universe that has life. And one is so much more than zero. If you just take a step back, one is all you need. For many scientists, the answer to that big question is obvious. Finally, you will be glad to know that Sir Isaac Newton, born 1642, the man who cursed you with calculus, and then made fun of you by saying that he made it difficult on purpose, made a particularly stupid experiment out of staring at the sun, which did leave him blind for 3 freaking days, and had him seeing after images, what you are seeing, for months afterwards. Yikes. Now that you have joined their club, that's right, the club of troublemakers, thinkers, explorers, and marvelous dumbasses, you have new responsibilities waiting for you in life. First, to help your eyes heal, you will need more nature. But close and inseparable second, you will need to listen to the biographies of these and many other great beings as you walk. To help your mind and eyes heal best, you must take to the great trails, such as the Appalachian Trail or Pacific Crest Trail or Continental Divide. Bring a satellite communicator so that you never get lost. Bring spare water filters because they freeze. And a few extra pairs of sunglasses to share. And be sure to carry a stick should you be approached by a bear or a large hairy hillbilly. It is on these trails that demand a 20-mile walk each day, where every moment is more beautiful than the previous, that your mind will, after a week or two, become ravenous for narrated books, where you can listen and re-listen to stories of adventure and invention as you walk towards an ever brighter future. Lastly, to quote Abraham Lincoln in regards to sunset and eclipse, for you and for you to share with others, don't be an eye-hole.